We are referring to this as a status update, and I think it's important that we define what this is and kind of the purpose of it. From the very beginning, after the flood and taking that initial assessment and the work ahead of us, we knew very early on that this would be a two-year process at a minimum to fully recover from this flood. And I think we're seeing now that some of the projects before us will carry through all of next year's construction season as well. So we're not even to the halfway mark. So the purpose of today is to give an update from city perspective on both the event, our response to the event, the assessment that has been taking place, as well as then a status update on the projects that are yet ahead of us. So Duluth is obviously a city defined in many ways by our connection to water, whether it be the Lake Superior, St. Louis River, the 40 rivers and streams that come down our hillside that define the green corridors pushing through our neighborhoods. It's our soul, our identity, our greatest resource, as well as our greatest challenge. Many of the biggest issues facing our community today are our protection, our stewardship of our natural resources, our water, the lakes and Lake Superior. And also the awesome power of Mother Nature as she moves the water through our city built on a hill and continually refreshes the greatest body of fresh water in the world. So a year ago today, the rain began to fall. And I like to think about that first drop of rain, sometime around 7:30 at night on the 19th, one insignificant drop. Maybe it landed on a sidewalk, maybe a leaf on a tree, maybe a drop on a person's shoulder. At that moment, we're all anticipating a pretty good soaking, a hard rain, notable, but not significant. A few short hours later, we face an emergency situation. By morning, it was a state of emergency. And by afternoon of the 20th, the trauma of the event had been well established, and even now, 12 months later, we continue to struggle with it. We all rightfully take great pride in how our community responded to this event, our emergency personnel, public works, the collaboration between agencies, the bipartisan political support that we saw across the state of Minnesota, the agency mobilization, volunteer initiatives, and maybe most impressive, the connection between neighbors, neighbors helping neighbors in a time of need. As mayor, I'm especially proud of our city employees. We saw public service at its finest, the embodiment of our own it, solve it, take pride theme within city government. Our city employees, whether it was an emergency response to the flood or the planning, working with the federal government and state government to bring the resources to our community or the rebuilding efforts that we've seen. Resiliency is a word that we almost instinctively use in the face of this sort of traumatic event. It's a great word, it's an important concept. It captures the spirit of what we know is needed and what we are ready to rally behind in the moment. In many ways, the call to resiliency may be even more important today, 1 year later. Resiliency is certainly needed at the moment that we are not driven by the emotion of the moment. Resiliency is needed when the work gets difficult, complicated. Resiliency is needed when we're all so sick and tired of the challenges that we wish that they were simply over, when our patience is tested, and when everything in our being tells us to throw up our hands in discouragement. That is when resiliency is needed. It's a time when our resiliency is also tested, and it's exactly the time in which we take a measure of our community. As a community, we are being tested. This event will always be remembered by the dramatic images, the response in the moment, and the large-scale public works projects to fix the damage. But the greatest effect of the storm is the trauma that's less visible and less evident. It's the person who is struggling to recover, who may have lost family heirlooms, who had damage in their basement, who may have lost their home and now is struggling to reestablish themselves. It's the stress on the infrastructure that wasn't kind of the dramatic failure of the infrastructure, but still a stress on that infrastructure that is now showing up on the margins and making what is already a great challenge for this community even more so. There's an impact in that the city and many agencies across this city, whether they're governmental or nonprofit, had made flood recovery our top priority, have dedicated tremendous resources, time and energy and focus on flood recovery. That makes all the other needs of our community much more difficult to address. And we're seeing the effect of that as well. It's also affected our collective psyche that we, over the past 12 months, have been a community defined by this disaster. When the topic of the city of Duluth has come up, it has been the question then arises, how are you doing as a community? How have you responded to this flood? And I think, again, we can say with pride that we are responding well to this flood, but it also takes its toll in that we are and have been defined by this singular event and overshadowing some of the really positive things that are happening in our community. I have to admit that I look back at envy to my life on June 18th of last year. We had tremendous momentum as a community from economic development. The city looked great. We had an early spring that year that allowed us to get out and fix the roads and make our parks look great. We had the capacity to be proactive and move an agenda. Today, we are a community that is struggling to deal with several massive challenges, and we are mid-narrative on our flood recovery efforts. While the memories of this event are starting to fade, the challenges of the recovery are still very real, and most of the heavy lifting is still ahead of us. We knew that 2013 would be a year of transition. We anticipated a difficult, even painful year of slogging through the work ahead of us. There are neighborhoods and residents that are still struggling. The reprioritization of city resources and a brutal winter have stressed normal maintenance. And we have many challenges that have nothing to do with the flood that seem to be growing and more pressing every day. But again, this is exactly the moment that our resiliency as a community is most important. During this 1 year anniversary, we are giving a status report, an operational look at our efforts to date and the work still before us. While I'm extremely proud of our efforts to date, we are not celebrating our accomplishments because we still have too much work ahead of us and there are still too many people still struggling with the after effects. This is a long process. This is a long effort. It requires patience. It does require resiliency. I think that we have a good start, but if we don't finish this job, if we don't finish it well over the next year plus, then we will not have succeeded as a community and we will not have fully recovered from this event.